But Aleph, the sugya of Mashkan, and it's a sugya with two parts to it. So let's just organize the sugya first. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lo Eskashuli Bimone, V'niach Lo Mashkan Aleha, Eina Mekudeshes. He says to the Chosan, says to the Kalam, Eskashuli Bimone, you should get married with $100. 100 dinrim, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't have any. So we last sugya was the down payment sugya. So now we go to the next case. Not even a down payment. Right? Part of the shfer is not too happy. But he says, instead, he gives a mashkin, he says, I don't have a mana. I don't have a dinner. No. So he says, I'm going to give you a security. He takes off his watch. Maybe he takes off his chosan engagement watch, and he gives it to the kala, and he says, "This should be a mashkin." You right? The niach lo mashkin. What's a mashkin? A mashkin means that a mashkin is a security. A mashkin is an eroven, right? A guarantee that if I don't end up, usually a mashkin is a halva, right? If I borrow money. So how can I give you some sense of security? I give you something to hold on to. And the deal is, usually the deal is that when I pay back the loan, so then you get the mashkin back, right?
We call it collateral?
We can call it collateral, yeah. And if the, usually it also means, usually, that if the loaved defaults, Then the malva gets to keep the value of the halva that's within this mashkan.
It's always worth more.
If it's not worth as much, he at least gets the mashkan. If it's worth more, then he has to sell it and or do something with it. But he has to give back. Mashkan doesn't allow for ribbis. But he has to give back the. He has to give back the excess. What's the excess in a collateral? Was a fancy word for that? No, should be a word for that.
Yes.
Yeah, probably some initials. But the so the can make it up. The okay. So that's the den of mashkin. So we have two halachas now that the Gemara is going to discuss. Halacha number one is the chasan who's mekadesh his wife with a virtual mana. A mona doesn't exist, but he gives a mashkin in place. So Gemara says, "Enu kodesh, nothing happened. She's not married. Mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan." He says, because what's the basis for the, why should they be married? Mona ein kan. He didn't give her the mona, the mashkin. The Rashi says, "Mona ein kan, hilchach mashkin, ein oishove klum." Shena mashkin matona. This is the hilchach. Therefore, what was Rashi? Therefore, mashkin ain't a shave klum. Shena mashkin matona. The mashkin. What can the kala do with the mashkin?
Sell it.
Not now. She can't. It's not hers to sell. All right. So obviously there's no kinyan. Eisvei Rava. So now when Rava said this. He quoted this B'Shem Rav Nachman. So when Rava goes by Rav Nachman, Rava asks Akasha, he says, however, says, we have a B'raisa, Kidshom Imashkain. What happens if the Chosan is Mekadish's wife with a Mashkain, Mekudeshes? So Nachman said that there are two different halachas in Mashkain. Chosan B'Mashkain Nachere. That's a different din. That's the Chosan who was a malva, who lent out money to Shimon. And Shimon gave Reuven collateral for the loan. He gave him mashkin for the loan. So now Reuven is holding Shimon's mashkin. So that, the Gemara says, is a Rabbi Yitzchak. Hosan bin mashkin da acherim. So Rashi explains, Shehoya biyodai v'kidsha b'choiv Sheyesh loy olav hilchach mekudeshes shamashkein atzmoi konoi lo. Again, I have to understand this Rashi. was mekadesh with the chayiv with the mashkin. But it works. Something works over here. Right? In other words, the chasan has something with which he can be mekadesh his wife. What's it based on? It's based on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, the Torah says, "D'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin lebal choyv shekoyne mashkein, shenemar lochoti yitzchaka, hoshev toshev lo yisa avoid kivoy ha-shemesh, v'shochav b'salmosoy, uvei rachika, uvei racheka, ulochoti yitzchaka, lifnei Hashem alikecha." The Pasuk Yisaitse, with Parsha of the mashkin that is of great need to the loive, right? The loive gives the mash, gives the malva the his blanket, night blanket, or the loive gives the malva his shirt, his day coat. So the halacha is that the malva has to come every day and give the mashkin back to the loiva. Because the Torah says, the poor guy, he has nothing to give for collateral, so he's giving his his sheets. Was he going to sleep in at night? He's giving his coat. What's he going to use during the day? So the halacha is that the malva now becomes obligated to bring the collateral back to the loiva, so that the loiva is able to sleep in it, able to function during the day. So the Torah says, "Hoshei toshiv lo yisavik kivoy hashemesh." When the sun sets, bring back the mashkin. V'shachav b'salmos, he can sleep in his pajamas. U'mirachagin, he'll bless you for it. U'lochati yitzdaka, and for you, it's going to be the pashtus is u'lochati yitzdaka means it's the right thing for you. This is the right thing to do. That's pshat pashtus. Pashtus tzedek in Tanakh doesn't mean charity. Tzedek in Tanakh means tzedek. Tzedek, tzedek, tishpah. However, Chazal point out what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu give me Yesh HaKoach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say keep Shabbos uchot yitzdaka, right? Don't eat treif uchot yitzdaka. Obviously, every mitzvah is the right thing to do. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu points out, and this is the right thing to do, uchot yitzdaka. So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu pointing out? So Chazal say that in Medrash it means this is beyond the call of duty. This is morally the right thing to do. Legally, you don't have to do it, but morally, it's stuck. So Rav Yitzchak says, "Ma peshra advarim." What's the Torah pointing out? So so Rav Yitzchak says, "Lu yitzuyer," that the mashkin really belongs to the loive, right? So when the malva comes every night to bring the coat back to the loive, of course it should bring it back. Now if the mashkin was the loive doing a favor to the malva, the loive says to the malva, "I'm going to be mezaki with a huge mitzvah." Right? How often do you get to lend money? I'm the guy. He read the Avos Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim. Avos Chesed shows how the mitzvah halva comes up in almost every parashah chumash. So you read the Avos Chesed. Now halacha l'maisa. I'm your opportunity. Gvaldi, you lend me money, right? Now the guy says, "Yeah, but I'll lend you the money, but I want some security in the loan, some collateral." So what happens then? So Leiva says, "All right, but if I had collateral, I would go to the pawn shop. I wouldn't come to you. If I had anything extra, I'm not sure nothing extra. Otherwise, I wouldn't come to you. All right, I'll do you a favor. And I'm doing it to begin with because I'm giving the opportunity to do us to chesed, to do a halva. Mamish, I'm a gevaldik candidate for halva because I have nothing else. So I'm the guy, you can be kind of mitzvah. Now, another favor. I'll give you my pajamas, right? Now, who owns the pajamas? So the labor, it's the labor's pajamas. The labor just, I'm giving you, hold on to it. Lu yitzur, if I default, at the end of the loan, you get the pajamas, right? So Yitzchak says, if the loiva really owned the pajamas, what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? Lachati yitzdaka. This is such a fantastic thing. You know, legally, you don't have to give it back, but morally, but it's a big inyan, right? Lachati yitzdaka, a big inyan. I'm holding the guy's pajamas. He has to go to sleep at night. He only needs one pair of pajamas. So I'm a tzaddik. They're going to write an autobiography because I brought back the guy's pajamas every single night. What are you talking about? why am I taking him in the morning? Right? Let the guy have his pajamas. L'chotei yitzdoka. So Rabbi Yitzchak says it must be that the mashkin belongs to the malva. And the malva now owns the loiva's pair of pajamas. And the malva is coming every single night to this loiva and bringing him probably fresh, probably he washes them, takes care of them, presses them, right, puts them in a box, and brings them back every single night. That's a lechot yitzdaka. So if Yitzchak says, minayin lebalchoiv shekoyna mashkin, how do we know, what's the makor, that the mashkin really belongs to the malva? That when the loiva gives the mashkin to the malva, Rabbi Yitzchak says, we have to understand all of this, Rabbi Yitzchak says the malva is kinyonim in the loiva, in the mashkin, and the loiva then releases his mashkin when he pays up. We're looking at now, what is the essence of a collateral? What's the essence of a mashkin? Is the essence of a mashkin that the loiva is doing a good thing for the malva, chesed to the malva? The loiva says you can hold on to something of mine. You have to watch it carefully. It belongs to me, right? Leah, sir, I don't end up paying back. All right, so we have a deal. I have to be back in the year. Then back in the year, you're now the proud owner of Ramp Pajamas. All right, that's why we look at collateral. Right, I'm giving you the other looking collateral is, I'm giving you something, the value of my loan, right? Hold on, the deal is that if you hold on to it, take good care of it, because the deal is that in a year, I can come with the chayv and I can buy back my collateral. What's pshat in collateral? So Yitzchak says, Damav Yitzchak, minayin shebal chayv kashu, lo chayv shahad, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know the way that you're supposed to look at a collateral, that you're holding on to something, you're holding on to your property, so that the loiva can get back his property at the end of the time of the loan. So the Gemara says, how do I know this? Shenemar luchoti yitzdoka. Im eina koin yitzdoka minayin. He says, if the pajamas belong to the loiva, that's luchoti yitzdoka. It must be that the pshat in mashkin is that the malva has kinyanim in it. It must be pshat that the loiva is, now I have to explain what it means, it's not a mecher, he's not selling it to him, certainly not a matona, but a mashkin, right? Now there's some kind of obligations, responsibility, ownership, pidyon, but how do we know that's Rabbi Yitzchak's din? If ain't a koinet stocker minayin, mikan leval choiv shekoinet mashkin. So, Rav Nachman said to Rava, your brisa of kidsha b'mashkin mikudeshes, that is the bal choiv, has the pajamas of the loive, right? Probably not, because can't be matriach lekala to bring back every night, but probably means he has a mashkin, he's holding on to the mashkin. He has kinyanim in the mashkin, and he's giving it to the kala, and the deal with the kala is, the kala gets the mashkin, and if, at the end of the term of the loan, the loive defaults, the kala keeps the mashkin, if not, the loive gives the kala the money. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman said, once Rabbi Yitzchak said that the bal choiv, the malve, has kinyanim in the mashkin, he has enough, we call it equity, I'm not sure if that's the right term, but he's enough kinyanim, enough equity in the mashkin. Equity usually means a value, so I'm not talking about value, I'm talking about correct, right? Enough stake in the mashkin that he can now use that to be koine, to do the kinyan kiddushin with his wife. But Rav Nachman says that should not be transferred to the case where you give the kala a mashkin. Yeah, Tzarchian. Why couldn't the kala? No, the kala, if the Baal Choyim has enough kinyonim to do kinyan kiddush with the skala, so why can't the kala, when she receives the mashkin b'toras bal chayv, why can't she have enough kinyanim to get married? But that's the din of the sugya. The din of the sugya is hamakadish b'mona v'nosan la mashkin is mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan, nothing have in mekudeshes. However, ham kidsha b'mashkin the bal chayv, that's mekudeshes. That's the sugya. Gemara says, "B'nei Rav Huna Bar Oven, Zoven Ahi Amsa Befrite." The children of Rav Huna, the children of Rav Huna Bar Oven, they bought an Omavriya, right? They bought an Omav. Do you know Omavriya? Not the Shivcha.
The Rashi said she's a kindness.
What did Rashi say?
At the end of.
And the what?
Priti Enkan.
Priti Enkan. Okay, good. He says, "This is good." Okay, so they bought a shivcha kainis. Hayamsa. They bought her befrite with copper coins. Right. They bought her. Rashi says, with the understanding that they're going to pay up frite. Lehavi behadayu, but they didn't have the copper coins on hand. So therefore, oisive naschole. So they gave her a silver bar instead. Right? So they didn't have, the deal was some amount of money. The deal was going to pay with nechoshes currency. They didn't have nechoshes currency. So they sealed the deal with a silver bar, with the understanding that when they bring the frite, they'll get the silver bar back. All right? So what happened is that the shivcha, the market changed, and shivcha's kananios went up in value. All right? So, I assume what happened is that the seller of the Shivcha Kananias claimed the deal has not been done yet, and he wants the new value. And Rav Huna's children said the deal was done, and we just were paying the old value. So the question that came to Beis Din is, has the Shivcha Kananias been sold or not? Right? The Chora, very similar to Rav Nachman's original din. It's Kachli bin Mona bin Nasan Lamashkin. L'soifa Yakar Amsa. Osla Kame de Rabbi Yami. Omar Luhu. Perite Einkan. Nascha Einkan. So he said, that's Rav Nachman's din. The sale did not happen yet. You have to now buy at the higher price. Why did the sale not happen? The deal was prete. They're not there. He didn't give them. Right? So what did you do? You gave a mashkin. Right? But you can't be kind of the mashkin. Rashi, prete ain't kanch hisnu olei hilchach nascha shu mashkin. Ein kan liyois bimkoimoi liknois. Shehis noala hilchach nascha shu mashkin. Ein kan liyois bimkoimoi liknois. Shem nosnu aprutois hoisa kenu yulem. Then we can only nick this bekesef. If you would have paid the prite, done deal. You didn't pay the prite. So where's the kinyan kesef? You need the kinyan kesef. Where's the kinyan kesef? The Kenyan Kesef was going to be sealed with Prita. Alright, didn't do that. All you did was give a promise. Alright? Then you said, I'm good for the promise. You know why I'm good for the promise? Because you're holding my silver bar. Right? Emes is, when you think about it, it may be a check. Right? I buy something, I don't have money on me, so I give you a check that says the bank will, I'm good for it. Right? The bank's going to take care of it. It's not quite a mashkin, but it's not so much different. Right? It's only there, it's the bank backs up, so it's a little bit different. Right? But when Poskim discuss checks, that's how, it's a little bit different because the check is the money which I lent the bank. Right, so that they could invest it, and it's part of nowadays with when there's no interest in checking is part of the fee of taking care of of holding onto money. So they invest it, and keep the money. It used to be that they would give me some interest. Now they keep the money. Right, so they but their service is that they will transfer my funds, let's say in 5 days. Right, so in those five-day period, when they have not yet transferred the funds, and the moicher has not yet received the funds, I've given him a star chayv.
Wouldn't a star chayv?
One second. All right, could yeah, nothing's identical at all.
Sounds like
and that's why don't get confidence. I'm just as a marshal of what's happening. All right, so that's the sugya. Sugya is that if a bal chayv, the din of the brisa bal chayv. That uses a mashkin, which he has received for a loan. He can use that for kiddushin. However, if I make the woman into a balas chayv, and if I give her the mashkin, so I cannot be, the kiddush is not chal. So that's those are the two parts of the sugya. You look at the Tosfos and you see there are two parts of the sugya. The second part of the sugya is mashkin d'acherim u'bidir v'yitzchok. Minayin l'bal choyv shekoyna mashkin. Stoka minayin. All the Nirav Asel show, that's the second sugya. And the first sugya is mana ein kan mashkin ein kan. Right? Two different halachas that we have to understand. Okay? Yaakov, we're going to say, I don't discuss checks, so go ahead.
So, wouldn't if this was Balpeh,
yeah,
it would work, but if it was Bishtar, then that's like regular money, because you said by Kedushe Shtar that Kedushe Shtar couldn't be Shtar Chov.
Can you be Koine with the Shtar Chov? Okay, we'll discuss that. It's a Memches, that relates to this, sure.
But didn't we say before when we were speaking about Havzaka and the Kedushe Vito that Kedushe Shtar can't be a Shtar Chov because a Shtar Chov is Kesev?
Right.
So if this whole sugya was dealing with a case where we had written up the star.
I said no. I said give me the marshal. It's not such a distant concept. A star choyv has value in and of itself. Right? I don't know if my check has value in itself, but star choyv has value in itself. Could be a check also. Has value in itself. That's a difference. Different.
What's the nakuda of an oral choyv having less value than the choyv that was written b'shtar?
The star choyv itself has value. The market of the market bond market, right? Shtar chayv is a value. That's the secondary bond market. So that's a different. There you are, you're not being mekadesh your wife with the chayv, right?
That's
correct. That's the point. That's the first sugya. That's the first sugya. Lo Yitzri, you didn't give the mashkin. What would you say? You go into the store and he says it's worth $5. You say I'll bring $5 back to you next week. Then the price changes. What's the din?
Of course, you have to pay the changed price.
Why?
Because
Okay, so apparently that's what the Gemara is saying is happening with this kind of a mashkin as well. In a non-volatile market, you understand very well because you want to. You took something. You want to assure me that. So this is the Enachnami. So now we're learning that we have to understand Mashkin better. Enachnami, yeah. Good. So the first we have to understand in the sugya. We have to understand in the sugya is when Reuven is mekadesh his wife with this mana and gives a Mashkin. So what's our muskul rishon? It should be good or shouldn't be good? What is the kiddushin? What's the kesek kiddushin?
It should work.
It should work based on what?
So, the first case. First is
she keeps the mashkin.
Well, hopefully she won't keep the mashkin. She'll get a mana instead.
But then she'll be trading it back. Really, it's hers now because it was his. Now it's hers.
So the question number one is, if the woman becomes if we look at this as the chassan lending as the kala lending the chassan amana, and if we look at it as the chassan giving a mashkin to the kala for the halva, so why shouldn't the kinyanim which she has in the mashkin be enough for kiddushin, right? That's the kasha. Is that your kasha also, Max? Is that your kasha also?
I'm not sure.
What's your kasha in the Gemara?
My kasha is that in the last case, that I just understood a mashkin is saying that the deal is done right now, but I just don't have the money, so I'm going to give you the money later. But the end of the Gemara basically says that's not true. The mashkin is nothing. You could always go back on the deal. It's not signifying das. It's not signifying the kiddush.
Correct. So step back. Mashkin is a collateral that I will pay the money. Your question is why should collateral not work as a Kenyan Kesef?
Yeah, it's holding the space of a Kenyan Kesef, but actually a Kesef.
Mashkin
can't change anymore, so you shouldn't get ahead.
Is that?
There's no mindset.
Good. Okay. So that's what I have to understand. I have to understand why the mashkin. Can a mashkin act as a kinyan kesef? Arsu, you're saying it cannot act as a kinyan kesef.
Well, it depends.
All right. Go ahead. Yon?
By the mashkin, we have harem. The kinyan the person has in the mashkin are already pre-existing, right?
Creates what?
By the mashkin, the harem, the kinyan the man has in the mashkin that gives the woman are already pre-existing, right?
Correct.
As opposed to, or not in this case, the kinyan the woman would have in the mashkin of the man don't exist until she actually accepts it.
Okay, that is a distinction.
Is it possible that during the actual shas nesina for there to be kinyan? Like, it could be that when the woman accepts the mashko and simultaneously she also gets the kinyan, but maybe the thing that is being given over has to.
Okay, let's see. Go ahead.
Yeah, if they started to pay back for the Amma Shekhanahs and they gave like one dinar, that's or one piece of the Choshes at all, could the price still change for them once they began paying back already?
Began five days later?
They began paying in January and then in February the price goes up and they finish paying in April. Which price do they pay?
That's the...
You say let's hold on that. You're asking with the paying back of the original obligation. So is it the beginning of the payback or the end, which does the Kinyan Kesef?
Yeah.
Okay, so that L'chora, that'll all be in how they negotiate it. Okay, so Josh is looking. Let's look at the Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Peirush ve'ena mekudeshes. Again, so what do we have to understand? We have to understand why this kiddush is not working, and our questions come from two separate angles. One angle is, why should it not work as the kinyanim that the woman gains in the mashkin? That's one question. All right. So that's what Binny said. Maybe it has to do with timing. Good. We'll see. The other question is, why shouldn't the giving of the mashkin per se? Why should the mashkin work as kinyan kesef? Because it is assuring the payment of the mana. Right? Those are the two nekudas over here. Two several nekudas, two kashas. The guy gives the mashkin. Right? L'chori should be able to do kiddushin for one of two reasons. Either because he made her into a balas chayv shekoyne mashkin mischak. Right? The less sophisticated question is, I gave her mana. So I didn't give her a mana. I gave her a mana. That's what the Lazamer is saying. Right? The fact that I'm giving her a mashkin means that I really gave her the mana now. Because she has the ability to she has the ability to get the mana from me. Alright? So those are two separable questions. Why should this... When Rav Nachman Omer, when Rav Amech said that that is kashti b'mana, v'nasan lam v'niach lam mashkin, that the kiddushin is nothing, he's saying both possibilities don't make it. They're both nothing, right? The two chidushim in Rav Nachman, two halachot you have to understand. The Tosfos says, Peirush, Veinu Mekudeshes, Lefi She'isha Niknes Bekesef, Vekesef Eino Be'en, Heyich Yikne. So Lozemeir says, Uni Heyich Yikne, Hamashken Tachas Akesef. Tosfos says, She'ein HaMashkin Tachas HaKesef. Why not? Kevan Shelo Yishor B'Yad HaIsha. Kevan Shelo Yishor B'Yad HaIsha V'Adai. I Omar Lo Hiskajli B'Mashkin Zeh. V'Mashkin Yish Shelach Pshita D'Mekudeshes. So Rav Nachman said, the Tosfos says, answering Eloz and Meir's Kasha, the first Kasha in the Sugya, right? That Enoch Hanami, if he says to his kachalim mashkin, right, and lachara this answers the second question as well. If he would say to her, the mashkin's the kinyan, the mashkin's the kinyan kesef, and you can hold on to the mashkin, and even when I come back with my mana, I'm not going to take the mashkin back. Why he does this crazy situation of giving her a mashkin and saying I don't know. Tarachian. Why the guy didn't. Was that?
Why is he called her a mashkin?
Correct. All right, so that I'd love to figure it out. But the point that Tosfos is saying is he's not being makadisher with a mashkin. Tosfos is saying a kash is a good kashas. The emes is if he would be makadisher with a mashkin, it would be a good kinyan. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying only makadisher with Amana. My father was Mekadosh with Amana. My grandfather was Amana. We have a minute with Rachel. We are Mekadosh with Amana. I don't have Amana. Right? So the family Amana is not around. Whatever it is. So then we're saying, well, Amana ain't kan. So you didn't give her Amana. So you promised to give her Amana. That's not Kenya Kesef. So you promised her to give her Amana by saying I owe you the money. That's Mekadosh Milva. Not even Mekadosh Milva, right? That's not Mekudeshes. That's not giving her anything. So now I said I'm going to give you a mashkin on what I owe you. It's still Mekadosh Milva. All Rav Nachman is saying is that giving the security doesn't make the Kiddushin b'milve more of a kinyan kesef. And Tosfos says, but enachanami. He says, why not? Because I'm not giving you the mashkin. I'm not being mekadeshu with the kinyane mashkin. And kevan shelo yishor miyaruisha vadai, since we don't know if it's going to hold on to it. Iomala skatshili b'mashkin zeh v'mashkin yeh shel loch. She didn't Mekudeshes. However, if he really wants to mechadesh the mashkin, he can do that. So Taisva says, so from here we learn that what Allah Zemer is saying is wrong, right? From here we learn that when Reuven, that if Reuven said, I want to give you a gift, a gift of a money, right? And I want you to feel good that you're getting, that you're really getting this gift, right? But I don't have the gift, right? So I'm going to give you a mashkin in its place. And he takes the mashkin. Did anything happen now? Did anything legal happen now? I'm going to give you a gift. I don't have the gift right now, so therefore I will give you something, a memento of this occasion. I will give you a token of the gift. I'll give you a token that's worth more than the gift. But the understanding is, you are going to give this token back to me when I get you the gift. So Tosfos says, is there any legal standing to this event? Everybody feels good about it. So can I now go to the market with my mona? Can I buy something with the mona? Can I take my noisei matona to din? If he doesn't come through with the matona, 5 years go by, and he hasn't given me the matona yet. Do I get to keep the mashkin? Do I have to give the mashkin? Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah with any money is in mind. Do I give the mashkin back or not? So it says Taisvish, from this Gemara it seems, he wasn't kind of the mana. The way the Samachrenim say, there's no obligations being created. I want to give you a gift, good. Now it's up to me if I come through with it or not. So when I give this mashkin to the woman, mana enkan. So Taisva says, there's no chiv is being created, no obligations. And mashkin enkan, I'm not giving the mashkin to her. To him. Vein lachalik matana l'kiddushin. So Tosis is saying, again, the Tosis could have said this halacha in two ways. Right? How is Tosis' formulation slightly different than the way we said it 5 minutes ago? Good, okay. That we said, though, right? Because I'm not getting kinyan of the mashkin. Alright, go ahead.
So we're supposed to say it's the case of the mashkin.
Case of the ladder? Good, okay. So, one, we've taken the mashkin off the table because he got kinyan with the mashkin. The mashkin's not the focus. Now, what about the mona? Halacha l'maisa. Can the woman go to Beis Din and say, he's not my husband. He's mekash, but he lent me money. But I lent him money. I have a raya that lent me money. I have a mashkin. We were under the chuppah. Right? Under the chuppah, he says, "Can I borrow $100?" And she lends him $100. She's a baal chayv; he's a loiva, correct? He doesn't pay back. He can take her husband happily married. He can still take her to court and get the chayv back, correct?
Would that make
Now, what about in this case? Right? What about in this case? Where he says to her, Miskashli b'mon, I don't have a mona, but I want to marry you with a mona. It's a $100 deal. I don't have it now. And I give you the mashkin. All right? So Rav Nachman says, not married. Kedushu nachal. But is Kedusha Narchal because nothing at all happened over here? Or is Kedusha Narchal because he was Mekadosh with Halva and you cannot be Mekadosh with Halva? Nafkamina is, can she go to court with this Mashkin and say the Beis Din, he's not my husband, I might as well sue him, right? If he was my husband, I wouldn't sue him. He's not my husband. So I'd like him $100 back. I lent him $100. He was mishabbing himself to give me. He was mishabbing himself to give me $100. He was mishabbing himself to give me a gift. How do I know he's mishabbing himself? Because he gave me a mashkin. So what's pshat in the sugya? Is pshat in the sugya that he was mishabbing himself to give $100, but that's not good enough for Kiddushin? Or is Pshat in the Sugya, nothing happened. He explained to her his plan. He's a chosim with a plan. Right? The plan is, I'm going to give you Kiddushin that's my plan. Right? That's a good plan. I'm sincere about my plan. Take our mashkin. You see, I'm sincere, I really mean it. So, halach is, mona ain't gone, mashkin ain't gone. That's what I want to understand. That's exactly what's the chiddush in the sugya. Alright? So again, what's it relevant for? It's relevant for Elazar Meir's question. Right? It's relevant for, did anything happen over here, bachlal? So again, so the sugya of mashkin is a two-part sugya. One part that we'll leave for next week, Mitzvah, that's the part of the mashkin itself, that the malva has kinyanim in the mashkin, a huge chiddush. Ulechati yitztaka, the mashkin has kinyanim. The malva has kinyanim in the mashkin. So you have to understand what does it mean, the malva kinyanim in the mashkin. Ulechati yitztaka, all right? And therefore, but enough kinyanim that if I give my kala mashkin from somebody else, we're going to be married. All right, so that's the Tosfos. Exactly, what's the mashkin b'shas halva? What's pshat and piroin from mashkin? So that we'll discuss in Mitzvah. The first sugya is, unless it's probably from a conceptual level, less mechudishdik. All right, just understanding what happened over here. Here is where the chasan is Mekadosh's wife, and then with something which he doesn't have, and now gives a mashkin in its place. Right? So now the question is, did anything happen at all? Or do we say something happened but not enough for Kiddushin, or nothing happened? Right? So Elazar Meir is saying, well, in the last case of the Sugya, if Amsud Befrite there was no kinyan, it was chal b'chlal. Same kash. Does it mean that a kinyan is not chal with a halva? You can't be kinyan with a halva. Or is a kinyan, was this not a halva, not a shibin b'chlal? So Taisva seems to say, right? Taisva seems to say, ukemoichen im odom oimel lacha veritin lacha monim matonim v'nichle mashkin aleo loy kone amonim b'mshichas amashkin. Not that he wasn't kind of the mana. So what Taisa was saying? He wasn't kind of the mana because you can't be kind of the mana with halva. Or is he saying there's no halva, there's no shivra guf, no commitment was made. It was a gesture. It's a serious mashkin. I don't want it back till I give you the mona. The oz vada yochel akev a mashkin achit in lo yamona. So therefore, we know that receiving, the recipient, can hold on to the mash when he gets the matana.
Isn't that every case?
Was that?
Isn't that every case? That the guy holds on to the mashkin until he gets his payment back?
So, but what's the point of Menachem HaKayim? Shem Omer Odom Lachem Eri Tin Lachom Mona B'matana V'Elech Mashkin Alam V'Al Tasi HaMashkin Ad She'etin Lachom Mona The Oz Vada Yochel La'akev HaMashkin Ad She'etin Le'am Mona. What's Menachem HaKayim saying? That it creates some kind of a shibur.
And if he doesn't say this, then he can't hold on to it until he pays back?
If it's just a gesture, a token, that's not, that's lechara, it's nothing. V'teima mehada omar soicher. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Nachman Cohen? V'teima mehada omar v'asoicher es ha'umnin. Gav yasoicher es ha'poilim la'alois pishtin v'chol dover shu ovud. Mokim she'ein shom adam. V'chozu ben asoicher aleyen. Oy matan. Ukaminan ad kama seicher aleyen. Amram Nachman ad kidei seichman. Esvei rovel Amram Nachman ad arbam v'chamishim zoz. Hosam ki shabaz chavilu biyodai. Piva shabo kli umna shul poli yad bala bayis. Vashto ki baz chavilu biyodai may have. Hamana ein kan mashkin ein kan. Taisma says, we have a similar case, right, where the Gemara took the mashkin very seriously. And our Gemara seems to say the mashkin, we have to be medayik and tov, exactly what Taisma is saying. Well, question number one is, it seems from Taisvus that the giving of a mashkin when one promises a matana is of no legal standing at all, and therefore it doesn't impact kiddushin at all. Taisvus seems to say, Chaim Cohen says there is legal standing. What's the legal standing? No? Right. He says he can hold on to the mashkin. They can hold on to the mashkin till what? Till. So Lechara Samchi was created. Right? So Chaim Cohen says it does have legal standing. Tosfos says it was a memento, a token, a gesture, a raya. Chaim Cohen says no. That's what Elazar Meir was saying before. It has some kind of legal standing. Tosfos, now the Gemara Tosfos says, let's go to the case of Poyalim. Well, the fascinating halacha in halacha is Poyal Choyzer B'chatziyoyim. Right? A poyel is Kili B'nei Yisrael. That lest one is contractually indicated otherwise, a poyel can always, can resign at will. However, a poyel cannot cause hezek to his employer. So, if in the middle of the day, a poyel says, linearly, I want to. I missed the Beis HaMedrash. Go back to the Beis HaMedrash. So I have to pay him for what he did and send him home. But what happens if he says, "Over all, but I hired him in the morning because my wheat is getting wet and I need to get into a dry spot. So I hired this guy for a Dover Hovind." So then what's the din or any other kind of Dover Hovind? So then if he checks out on me, you have to talk about Hezek, right? I'm able to sue him for whatever I need to hire replacements. So the Mishnah very quickly, Hasecher Zapoim La'alois Pishtan V'chol Dover Shu'omen Mokim She'en Shamodim, and I can't find other employees easily. V'chol Zuben, so Secher Aleyen, I'm allowed to hire other people at their expense. I can even cheat them. I can say to them, I'll pay you three times as much if you say to work. And they finish the job, and then we go to Basin. And we say, I didn't mean three times, I just meant, they go to Basin to figure out who's chayv to whom. So Amar Rav Nachman, ad kidei scharan, ad kama soicher, how high can I go and how much can I take from the employees in order to hire somebody else? So Tosfos, the Gemara says, gives you a shear. And the Gemara says, that's if you have some collateral. If they brought their tools. and they leave their tools. They left collateral. So Tosfos says, apparently leaving collateral. In other words, when the Poyalim come with their tools, so they have created a certain Shibud. So that's what Tosfos, that's what we're analyzing. We're analyzing different kinds of mashkenes of collateral, different kinds of context. Matana, Kiddushin, and Poyalim. All right? And that, please look at the Ramban. Who's seen the Ramban already? Who's seen Avnei Miluim? Good. So that's over. So Sunday we'll go back to Avnei Miluim. Shem Shkoa also has a mahalach in this sugya. Good.